Dmitry Shane got his start in life an ocean away from Alaska. He grew up in Russia, in the coastal city of Vladivostok.
It's on the Russian Far East, kind of, where if Sarah Palin's looking from Alaska, she sees kind of my hometown. But it's around Japan and kind of North Korea.
And his childhood unfolded around the fall of the Soviet Union. His bio on Facebook says, quote, "Standing in a bread line was just quality time with my grandfather, listening to his stories."
Things were scarce, but I think I was loved by my grandparents and my parents, and things were good.
But his mother soon left with Shane in search of a better life. They immigrated to Anchorage in 1993. Shane made his way through the Anchorage public school system, meeting his wife in a gym class, and made his living through entrepreneurship. First, he was an accountant, balancing books around Alaska. Then he began his own e-commerce company, selling a collapsible planter box he invented. He got the idea from a Russian-style grill.
We were shipping a lot of air, so I thought if you broke it down and shipped it in a flat box, it would be kind of innovative, cost-saving measure.
Shane says this event, like many others, was random, an instance of him seeing an opportunity and leaping for it. He felt a similar impulse after the 2016 election of President Donald Trump, calling it, quote, a low point in our history.
More people should be involved in our democracy because it doesn't run on autopilot. I was just thinking what would be the best way for me to be involved, and I thought running for Congress was within my reach, and I thought I could bring some new ideas to this race.
Among them, expanding Medicare to all. Shane wants America to move toward a single-payer system where the government is responsible for health care regardless of a person's ability to pay. It's the cornerstone of his platform.
My wife is Alaska Native, and all six of my children now are Alaska Native. I see that work every single day. I take my children to the Alaska Native Hospital.
Shane's children go to South Central Foundation, which offers care to Alaska Native families. His wife, Dr. Melissa Shane, is the medical director at one of their primary care clinics. On the international sphere, Shane said he'd fully support the ongoing investigation into his home country's interference with the 2016 election. Domestically, Shane is critical of Congress's tax overhaul and current leadership. He had choice words for Alaska's current Congressman Don Young, saying, quote, "I think we have to move on from his kind of thinking." I ask him what that means.
Basically, what he has been preaching for last 40 years is that government can't do anything right. So we're not able to address things like climate change. We're not able to address ocean acidification. We're not able to address our healthcare crisis, and the country is divided. I think government can actually solve problems. I think if you're not in government to solve problems, you should get out.
But getting in is an uphill battle. Young is the longest-serving member of the U.S. House, elected to office in 1967. He's also being challenged this year by independent Elise Galvin of Anchorage. But Shane says he's ready. He's got signs posted up around Anchorage, though says his kids think it's just another business he's started. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.